Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Dylan J. Van Kerspilk, My First Ever Operation, by Laurel Williams. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. In honor of International Cancer Survivors Day, Dylan J. Van Kerspilk shares his experience of his first ever operation, a full neck dissection that eventually led to an esophageal cancer diagnosis. Dylan J. Van Kerspilk, 34, lives in East London. In March 2022, while at work, Dylan J. noticed a little lump on the right side of his neck, thinking it could just be an enlarged lymph node, and because it wasn't painful, he didn't think too much of it, though his girlfriend, Natasha, was concerned. 4 months later, Natasha noticed the lump was still there and immediately booked an appointment with her GP. My GP referred me to a specialist. The specialist informed me that a lump in the neck needs immediate attention and booked an ultrasound of the neck, which revealed two more abnormal lumps that weren't visible with the eye. A biopsy was then done. The biopsy result was positive for metastatic squamous cell carcinoma, so a CT scan was ordered. However, it had no findings, so it still wasn't clear where the primary tumor was. Full neck dissection. It was decided that a full neck dissection was the next best move. This was Dylan J's first ever operation in his life. 36 lymph nodes were removed in the 5.5 hour operation, with Dylan J staying 6 days in hospital due to excessive bleeding. It was then decided that Dylan J should go to a hospital in Gibera, formerly known as Port Elizabeth, for a PET CT scan. This scan showed something unusual in his esophagus, and he was then sent for an endoscopy, which found a small tumor in his mid-esophagus. The primary tumor was found, and it was confirmed that Dylan J had esophageal cancer. He was referred to an oncologist to discuss treatment plans. The doctors explained that this was the first time they would have seen esophageal cancer in someone my age. Usually a patient in their 50s or 60s would have issues swallowing, and by that time it's too late, as the tumor is too large. So it was really good that mine was discovered at an early stage, Dylan says. Treatment and side effects. Before Dylan J could start any chemotherapy or radiation, 4 teeth had to be removed to prevent any infection. Fertility preservation was also discussed, but Dylan J made the decision, due to the fact that it's extremely costly, to not have it and start treatment immediately. He underwent 6 chemotherapy cycles and 20 radiation sessions. Chemotherapy made me extremely nauseous, with a loss of appetite, especially for 3 days after each cycle. Radiation radically affected my energy levels, which led to severe fatigue. I also experienced loss of taste, discoloring and irritation of the skin, facial and chest hair loss, and struggling to swallow at times, Dylan J explains. Easy to discuss. Dylan J admits he did have moments of fear, but I didn't really feel sick or untoward at all. I felt normal, with a few side effects, which made it easier to discuss my diagnosis with family and friends. The fact that I'm young and of good health helped my body react extremely well to the treatment. I can only imagine it might not be as easy for some who are feeling ill or are physically suffering. First ever operation experience. When asked how he experienced his first ever operation, he responds, "The friendly and professional doctors and hospital staff at all 3 facilities went out of their way to ensure I was comfortable and well looked after. A massive shout out to my amazing girlfriend Natasha for being my caregiver and personal assistant through it all. Not sure how I would have done it without her, and of course my amazing family, friends, and colleagues who were my support structure." He goes on to say that he is grateful to his medical aid scheme for covering everything in full. Message to all. I must urge anyone who finds a lump anywhere on their body to have it assessed as soon as possible. The earlier it's discovered, the better the chances of beating it. And treatment is well worth it. Trust in the science. Thanks to the medical team, all the glory, admiration, and honor goes to you. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.